Blackstone Audio presents The Mistress of Paris, the 19th Century Courtesan Who Built an Empire on a Secret, by Catherine Hewitt. This book is read by Sarah Nichols. Prologue. One Sunday afternoon in May 1933, journalist Jean Robert found himself in the northern French town of Caen. He had been invited to attend a lunch with some old school friends. Having spent several pleasant hours in their company, he hastened along to the town hall. The annual exhibition of Lower Normandy artists was underway, and he was eager to see it before returning home. Once satisfied with his tour of the gallery, he stepped outside into the mid-afternoon sun. Checking his watch, Robert realized that he still had an hour before his bus left. As he pondered how best to use this time, his eyes alighted on a door just ahead of him. It was the entrance to the local museum. It had been left wide open, inviting. Delighted by the prospect of an absent-minded meander around the museum, the journalist hurried inside. He climbed the stairs and entered the first room. But no sooner had his gaze begun its tour of the exhibition space than something peculiar caught his eye. It was a portrait of a well-to-do gentleman dressed in a blue 18th-century costume. Robert recognized the name of the painter, Édouard de Taille. He was an artist Robert greatly admired, but de Taille was a painter of military scenes. This was not a soldier. As Robert stepped closer and read the inscription, he was taken aback. Étienne Michel, Marquis de Labigne. Then he noticed another painting by the same artist on display close by. This portrait showed an officer in Napoleonic uniform. The subject was identified as Sigismond Tancred, Comte de Labigne.